Hi, you entrepreneurs. Today we have a fun one. We have Nicole Panettone. She is a title rep in Southern California in San Diego. She came from the model industry into the mortgage industry and now into title. She's worked on building a relationships with a lot of the top producers in San Diego and really showing them how they can give back to their community through the nonprofit platform while also growing their base. You're going to want to listen. You want to subscribe and tell your friends.
Welcome to the Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur.
We've raised the bar.
Learn firsthand from successful business owners and create your own path to success.
I'm going
to
show you how great I am.
It's time to hit the road to growth with real estate agent Vinny SD.
All right, so we are here with Nicole Panettone. She is a title rep. Yes, so tell us how you came into this industry of real estate and title rep.
I actually started with mortgage.
Okay.
And mortgage just kind of fell in my lap, and it wasn't what I had ever planned on. I'm not a numbers person, so but got into that and realized that I was right. It wasn't for me, and started in title. Got the foot in the door with title, and now I'm going on 3 years.
Okay. So in the mortgage industry, what were you doing there? Were you a originator?
I was actually the business development manager.
Okay.
So basically, it's a lot like title, but I would just be out in the field, you know, drumming up business for the loan officers in that office.
So what was the different knowledge base you had to pick up from being in the mortgage industry to title? Was there a different? I know it's similar. It all kind of flows together. Yet there's probably some kind of differentiation of when you talk to someone.
Oh, for sure. Yeah. I mean, it's way different because you're talking, you know, rates, and you're talking, you know, it's similar sales, but different in the sense that, you know, with title I had to learn more strategies on how to grow people's business, and with mortgage I was just telling people about the loan officer, come on board with us because this loan officer is great.
I gotcha.
For this reason, you know.
So and then you kind of have a somewhat of a unique story because you were in the modeling industry previously before you got into real estate.
Yeah.
What's more cutthroat?
Oh, God. That's a really good question, actually. That's funny. I've never been asked that question, and they're pretty equal.
Is it?
Okay. Yeah, they're pretty equal. Yeah, they're both very cutthroat, both very, very challenging and competitive. So, you know, I mean, maybe that's why I was able to stick the first 2 years of title out, because I had already been in this industry that was so tough.
So for those 20 years that you're in the model industry, did you always know you wanted to be a model?
Oh yeah. From when I was little, but I was just always tall and lengthy. So that everyone used to always say, you need to get into modeling. So it just kind of happened that way. And then when I was 21, I landed on America's Next Top Model.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, so that was the very first season, so like forever and ever ago. But and that kind of took, you know, my career kind of took off after that. And then so I just did that and, you know, lived that life. And it was fun and an experience, but.
So what, like, and I know we're kind of jumping around, the idea that in the title industry or the mortgage industry, you have scripts and knowledge base you have to gain, right? For the model industry, is it learning the walking, the strutting, is it a knowledge base too that you're kind of picking up? Or
you know what? I mean, not really. I hate to say that, but there's not a lot behind it. I mean, it depends on what you're doing, but I mean, it's so about looks, and that's what I hated about it. I mean, at the end of the day, I wanted to do more. I wanted to, you know, I wanted to learn and to, you know, be knowledgeable about, you know, things other than fashion. And so that's kind of what brought me into another career.
Was there one catalyst that kind of converted you from the model industry to mortgages?
You know what? Having kids.
Okay.
After I had kids, I was like, okay, it's time to get serious, you know, so.
So after basically the pregnancy, you're just like, okay, modeling's done for me. And then how did you fall into the mortgage industry?
My sister was a good friend with a lender, a really well-known lender in La Jolla. And I went for an interview with him, and he hired me on the spot.
Wow.
And that's how I got into mortgage. But he always knew in the back, he was always like, you'd be good at title. I think title is your thing. And so we found that out after a couple of years. So.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
So how long, like, was he constantly pushing you to get a title, or is it like?
He was trying to get me to get my LO license.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's just, it just wasn't for me. And he kept saying, oh, it's so easy. No problem. Like, you got this. It's easy. I'm like, no, it's easy for you. It's not easy for me. So, you know, then toward the end, he's like, I think you'd be really good at title. I'm like, what the heck's title? I don't even know what title is. And then so, excuse me.
You're fine. For people listening, LO, loan originator. Just FYI.
Sorry, yeah.
You're fine. No,
loan originator, yeah. So then toward the last year in mortgage, I came to him and I said, I think you're right. I think I want to try title. So he introduced me to a title company, and they hired me. And the first year was brutal. I knew nothing. They gave me some flyers and said, go get them. Like, what am I doing? Exactly.
So how did you learn?
You know what? I interviewed the top producers in my company. You know, I just started realizing I didn't really learn the first year, to be honest. It was a struggle. And then I started getting it. I started realizing that title's title, but there's so much more to my position. I was focusing on, you know, helping people grow their business, you know, not by title insurance.
Yeah.
You know, marketing strategies, you know, things like that.
So is that something that a lot of the top title reps were telling you, that you had to kind of focus more on the agent of kind of building their brand and so forth?
Pretty much. The top producers would tell me, you know, this is a relationship business, you know, you help them grow their business and you befriend them and, you know, and that, you know, you take it from there, and that's what I've been doing. So
going over that time from that transition from modeling to in the mortgage industry to title, mm-hmm. have there been hurdles, or has it been pretty easy transition?
No, it's been a really hard transition. I just this past year just found that I found the light at the end of the tunnel.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
You know what? I just I have passions and things that, you know, make me excited to go to work every day. And I found a way to intertwine them with my title. Charity makes me happy. Okay. Events make me happy. I've always been good at planning events.
Yeah.
So I just found a way to intertwine that. And it's just been amazing. It's been so good. Yeah.
So how did you come across that? So the idea that, oh, this is my passion right here, this is my work, and bring them together.
Because I started to see one of the issues that real estate agents were having was, you know, just getting their name out there in the community, you know, getting, you know, and throwing events is the first way to do that.
Yeah.
So I came up with the idea to team up with a real estate agent and really tackle their farm and create an event, charity event.
Yeah.
So basically it's a win-win-win for everybody.
Yeah.
So the real estate agent's winning because they're getting the recognition and they're being charitable and they're getting deals from it, right?
Yeah.
I'm winning because I'm fulfilling my passion.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm also able to, you know, support my family doing it.
Yeah. So how many have you done so far?
So I've done four. Done four events. I'm in the middle of helping plan a golf tournament.
Okay.
That's a whole another beast.
Yeah.
So I'm doing that right now. But, you know, wind title, our hands are tied in a lot of ways. So there's not a lot we can do. You
exactly.
We're not able to pay for things. We're not able to. So that's my way
of giving back.
Yeah, the support and helping organize and, you know, and then I just, you know, and then they're the host of it. And they, you know.
Was there ever a time where you were kind of like, my passion is nonprofit, my passion is events, and my work is title.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should just give up.
So in the beginning, before I was helping these agents with these events, yes. But then once I did my first one, I was like, wait a minute, this is working. This is great. It's great for everybody. So no, I now I'm like just, I'm so excited about it. This is like a really, really good time for me as far as, you know, just feeling like I'm fulfilled.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Have there been any other kind of like struggles. I know probably raising kids, you know, and having a family and work can probably be difficult. Like, has there been any other struggles that you've had to come across and kind of fight through?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Every day.
Yeah.
Every day. I have a teenager, which is really weird to say, but he just turned 13. So, I mean, nice. You want to be there. You want to be there when they get out of school. You know, you want to be there to make sure that, you know, everyone's on point and they're doing their homework and dinner's done. But, I mean, right now I'm so focused and on, you know, making sure that they have a good life that I just need to, if there's one thing that I do struggle with still, it's balancing, you know, balancing the family and the work. Basically, if I didn't have a family, I would be a workaholic, for sure.
How do you figure out that balance, or how are you figuring out that balance?
Right now I'm time blocking.
Okay.
Yeah, time blocking has been huge. I went through coaching, and that was number one thing that they talked about. And I've been doing that, and it really works. It's awesome.
I look at it. If it's not on my calendar, it doesn't exist.
Right? Yeah. I mean, I go as far as my husband makes fun of me. Like, I'm like, shower, 7 a.m. Just helps me.
Do you give him access to your calendar?
No. He just sees my list, my written down list.
there's actually a coach I was working with, and he gives access to his significant other.
It's not a bad idea.
And so they can basically put in their date nights and so on and so forth.
That's not a bad idea.
And so then...
Okay, that's something to think about, actually.
Throwing it out there.
Yeah,
right there.
I'll take it. Thanks.
So if you could give advice to maybe your younger self, that 18-year-old, or someone else that's looking to get into title, what kind of advice would you give those people?
I would just say you need to go into this, you know, knowing that you're going to have to work really hard. And those first couple years are going to be extremely challenging.
Yeah.
But if you get over that two-year mark, people start to realize that you're here to stay. And then that's when you really start to build traction. And so basically what I'm saying is stick with it.
Yeah.
Don't give up. And just work your ass off.
Do you think if you could talk to your younger self, do you think you'd have them get into title earlier, or would it be still going through the same process?
I would have gotten to title earlier.
Yeah?
Yeah, I definitely would have gotten to title earlier. Yeah.
Fair enough. Well, what's next? So you're building events, you're building relationships with these agents. Mm-hmm. What's next for you and even the industry, I guess, title industry?
You caught me at a funny time because, like I said, I am so excited about where I'm at right now. I just see, I see big things. I see, I think that my next step is just to, I mean, my goal is to really, help all the North County agents, you know, and get to that next level. And to get the top producers that are already doing well and, you know, and team up with them and help them in different ways. But my goal is just to double my numbers by next year. To really just continue making friends.
Yeah.
And because I've made so many friends and thankful for that. And trying to think what else.
When you're building a network of agents and individuals that you're talking to, mm-hmm. how do you stay on top of them? How do you show that value? How do you consistently reach out to them?
It's funny that I think that my main strength is follow-up, and someone just said it to me yesterday. They're like, your follow-up is like, wow. And I think that leads to success for sure.
Yeah.
I have a system that I use in my database.
Yeah.
I'll call it my data bank, and I go through and I make sure that I'm touching everybody once a week in a different way, whether it's, you know, for a phone call, you know, it's social media, a text, you know, going and visiting them. So I'm just always, you know, staying in front of everybody, top of the mind. And
that's fantastic.
I think that really works for me.
So do you have a rotation of, okay, this week is calling for this person, this is texting for this person, this is social media for this person?
Yes.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. How long did it take for you to put that together?
It took me a few months. Okay. Now that I'm doing it, I've been doing it now for about a year, and I'm seeing how it works.
If someone listening here is a real estate agent or looking to get into the real estate field and looking to put on events and use your knowledge base and collaborate with you, mm-hmm. What would be the best way for them to get in contact with you?
I would have them call me, 760-637-9870. or email me, Nicole@fnf.com.
Okay, fantastic. And just to finish this off, is there one good story you can give us in the model industry?
Oh.
Any kind of good story that was like, that was some kind of memory right there. I mean, it could be a bad story. It could be like, oh gosh, you got to be very careful of that.
Yeah. Oh gosh. Okay. Well, I'll tell you the one from when I did America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
I went on the show with a boyfriend. You know, they label everybody like there's the mean girl, the girl with the boyfriend, the girl, the, you know, everyone's got their little. Yeah. So they brought me in knowing I was going to be that girl. Mm. So they set up this whole thing where they brought us down to this basement and they said, okay, girls, now it's time to go mingle, and it's all these like single guys. And I'm like, oh no, I know what you're gonna do. I've seen reality TV. So I knew that they were gonna show clips of me mingling and talking to guys and then on the phone with my boyfriend. So I was so scared of that.
Yeah.
I hid in the bathroom the whole time.
Oh gosh.
Production was like knocking on the door and they're like, Nicole, you have to come out, come mingle. I'm like, no, I don't wanna mingle. So yeah, so that was, so reality TV. Yeah.
How did they edit that?
Oh, they didn't even show that part because they couldn't, because I didn't allow them, you know, any.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, any camera time for it. But they tried. They definitely tried. They were sneaky. They did everything to.
So if anyone out there is planning to get on reality TV, the bathroom's your friend.
The bathroom is your friend. Yes.
Thank you again, Nicole, for all your time. And again, if you're a real estate agent looking to get in the real estate field and you're looking for a title rep to kind of maybe give you advice and build something bigger than yourself and give back, you're really going to want to reach out to Nicole.
Thank you, Vinny. I appreciate it.
Everyone, please tell your friends and subscribe. Love your feedback. Thanks.
Thank you for listening to The Road to Growth, Success of an Entrepreneur. Please like, subscribe, and stay connected. Visit www.vinnysd.com.
Yeah, I created a website.
Hope to see you again next week. Team Vinny SD, signing off.